We're happy to have on the line with us this morning Dr. Candace Steele Flippin, also known as Dr. Candace. She is a research fellow at Case Western Reserve University, where she researches the multi-generational workplace and enhancing the leadership development of women. She's written a new book called Get Your Career in Shape, a five-step guide to achieve the success you need, want, and deserve. Dr. Candace, good morning. How are you today?
I'm great. Good morning. Thank you so much for having me today.
I had a laugh when I looked at multi-generational workplace. That's where the water cooler talk doesn't make sense to two-thirds of the people, right? We have a situation like that where your references, you know, that's the whole thing. When you interpersonal communications with people, it's like your frame of reference. And if you have multi-generationals, you always have to either spend time explaining your reference or the things of that nature. But it kind of keeps your mind working, though, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I say, you know, we all have a lot to learn from one another, and sometimes it can be interesting, sometimes it can be funny, but it does just require sometimes a little extra effort to make sure we're all on the same page.
Right. You're thinking, I started working here and you weren't even born yet. Then you started getting into those issues. But let's, okay. Let's talk about the reason you're here is about your book, Get Your Career in Shape, mainly, I guess, focused on women and development. Talk a little bit about what you put together in this book.
Sure. You know, it all started in Cleveland through my research at the Weatherhead School of Management at Case Western Reserve. And I was looking at ways that women could move their career ahead. And I had done a lot of interviews with women who felt kind of stuck in their careers. And so I actually studied over 2,000 women to try to find those things that we could do to break through. And I'll tell you, a lot of these steps could work for anyone. But the research really focused on women because at the time, we were really trying to find ways to help get more women motivated and activated in their careers.
What were some of the roadblocks that women were telling you about in their careers, or maybe, you know, actual ones or ones that they perceived to be there?
You know, a lot of women felt that they were working really, really hard, putting in the long hours, but they just weren't advancing in the way that they needed to in their careers. Some women felt that perhaps, you know, they didn't know how to move their career in the right direction. So I just wanted to find an easy way for people to do it. So I have this very quick five-step guide that women can follow that if they do these steps, they can boost their self-efficacy and have a better chance of having the career outcomes they want.
And this spells out the word shape, easy for us to remember. Let's take us through those letters and what each step means.
Yes. So the first letter is S, which stands for save, and that's creating a strong financial foundation. A lot of women are key contributors to their household, and so they won't take a risk on their careers because if they feel that they fail, they'll damage their families. And so if you create a strong financial foundation by saving, you'll be more confident. So if a raise or a new job opportunity comes your way, you'll raise your hand. The next is hard work. And remember I said women felt that they were working hard. Well, it turns out that hard work can be subjective. It's really important to be aligned with the person who evaluates you. And so that just means taking time to ask about your performance, being really clear about what success looks like so you're not spending your time, and you've heard the expression, you know, work smart, and so that you're also being aligned with your boss.
A is a difficult one. This is advocate. You got to kind of figure out how to speak up for yourself, but do it in a way that works in the workplace. Talk about that.
Yeah, you know, men are very good at that, research shows, but women sometimes are not. We tend to be silent. We don't always negotiate well for what we need. And so it's really important to learn those negotiation skills, to be your best advocate. And if it's difficult for you, find someone to practice with. You know, read books or listen to podcasts. So that when you have that time for a crucial conversation, you're able to speak up and find your voice.
Shape is what it spells out. We're up to letter P. Tell us about that.
P is about perseverance. And in my research for women, it really focused on two elements. So one is learning how to navigate through difficult times. Women do that really well in life, but sometimes in work we'll give up too quickly. Partially it's because we may not have anyone we can talk to give us advice, like a mentor or a trusted advisor. We may feel ashamed. And so it's really having people around you that you can talk to if you're having a difficult time at work. And then the other is really knowing when to leave. Sometimes you're not in the environment where you can be your best self. And so it's important that you also know that when it's time, when things are not working out and it's time to go, that you have a good plan in place so that you keep moving yourself out of harm's way.
E is educate. That's something we all can kind of remind ourselves that it's always good to keep learning.
It really is. And, you know, learning isn't always just about getting a degree or a certificate. It's really about being a lifelong learner. In my research, a lot of women reported that they were not prepared to take on a new role. One of the examples that I heard often is, for example, if you're looking at an opportunity and it says it requires, I'll use an example, a master's degree, or maybe it requires 4 years experience. Well, sometimes men will look at that, and because they may have high self-efficacy, they believe that they'll be successful, they'll try. Whereas a woman will say, gosh, this opportunity requires 4 years, but I only have 3 years, 360 days. Oh, so close, I'm not going to go for it. But if you are a lifelong learner, you're constantly learning new things, you boost your ability to feel confident in your ability to be successful, because you know that if something's unfamiliar to you, you're going to go learn it. You'll have a better chance of putting your best foot forward. So that's the steps.
We're talking this morning with Dr. Candace. It's Get Your Career in Shape, a five-step guide to achieve the success you need, want, and deserve. In your different talks and in interaction with different people, do you find out the different, and in the different generations, they have different maybe strengths in those five steps or areas where other ones, or do you see the women of generations somewhat similar to each other?
That's a great question. I find that younger generations, millennials and Gen Z, they tend to save more. There's been a lot of research that really points back to what millennials observe when a lot of them, you know, came into the workplace, and the recession was going on, and so some of them failed to launch. So they have better saving skills than, let's say, Gen Xers do, which is my generation, or baby boomers. So that's one of the differences. Another key difference is, as it relates to advocacy, is in communication styles. I did a study that looked at all the different ways we share information, both verbally and non-verbally, and it turns out that baby boomers really resonate with active listening. And so that's when you are speaking with someone, you're not looking at your phone or looking away or being distracted or interrupting. Gen X really focuses and resonates with collaboration and leading teams. So all the things that happen when you're working on a project, reward systems, giving feedback, keeping everyone in the loop. Millennials and Gen Z really resonate with empathy. And that's putting yourself in someone else's shoes, you know, even, you know, acknowledging and respecting their point of view, even if it's different. And so if you think about those four generations together, one wanting active listening, paying attention, you know, are you listening to what I'm saying to you? Baby boomers, Gen X, collaborating. Okay, everyone, let's get together. You know, what's your role in the project? What's my role in the project? You know, that's great. Let me give you a reward. And then millennials and Gen Z really focusing on how they're feeling about things internally right now, and how does this relate to me, and is this the right time, and let's really make sure we're being humanistic about it. And you get all those folks together, so sometimes advocating looks very differently by generation group. Working in teams looks very differently, and I often say that a key to that gap is really about communication.
Does your book give sort of assignments or like techniques or ways to kind of develop each of those different steps?
Absolutely. So for each section of the book, there are tips from women in the research. There's also tips from other experts. And then in the book, I have what I call this red, yellow, green zone guide. And there are questions that you can ask yourself each step of the way to see where you are as you move through each of the steps. And then finally, there's a discussion guide if you want to bring other women together in a support circle, or men, and talk about how you can advance in your career. So it's very approachable, very straightforward. It's built in a way that you can feel good about yourself as you go through the entire steps.
Get Your Career in Shape, a five-step guide to achieve success you need, want, and deserve. Dr. Candace Steele Flippin, our guest this morning. Dr. Candace, we appreciate your time this morning. Love for people to get out, check this book, and help with their career. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the time today.
Thanks.